Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We are right here at Herb's House in Dallas, Texas. It's a coffee shop, really, and we just love being here. Kent, thank you for the way you open your doors to us. And we're looking at the fruit of the Spirit. I need more of the fruit of the Spirit being produced in my life, and I don't think any of us has maxed out yet with all of the manifestation of the Spirit. So we're in Galatians 5:22, and Kent, the Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. This is number two on the list. This is a big one, and it's joy that makes Christianity so attractive. It's joy in believers. I think it's almost like honey drawing the bees. You know, the old saying, you can attract more flies with honey than with vinegar. So I just think if we had more joy in our Christian lives, there would be more of a winsome attractiveness that others would see and would want to be a part of what God is doing in our life. Well, let's talk about this word joy. What is joy mean? Well, I want to begin by what it does not mean. Joy is not happiness. Happiness is dependent upon your happenstance or upon your circumstances, and when you have favorable circumstances, then you're happy. But if your football team loses, then you're depressed. And it's like an emotional roller coaster, all dependent upon what's going on around you. Listen, the world can give you happiness, and the world can take it away. But we're talking about joy, which rises to a much higher level. It's a transcendent joy that is not dependent upon our circumstances. It is dependent upon my relationship with Jesus Christ. It's dependent upon me setting my mind on things above and not on things of the earth. It's dependent upon the Word of God richly dwelling within me. And there is a supernatural joy that comes. It's dependent upon me walking closely with the Lord Jesus Christ and seeking His honor and His glory. The greatest joy, Kent, we will ever know is when we are in the very center of God's will, and when we are seeking the glory of God, and when we are loving others. It's really almost in the order here, joy is the byproduct of loving others. And so this joy is really it's an excitement of heart. It's a thrill within my soul to know God. To know Christ is not like taking bad medicine, you know, something I just have to go through in order to get well. No, the greatest excitement our hearts will ever know is as we're plunging into the Word of God and as we are being used by God in this world to reach others for Christ. Joy is a deep sense of well-being on the inside. And it's the inevitable overflow of a heart that's just filled with love for the Lord Jesus Christ. The more I love Christ, the more joy I have. The more I serve Christ, the more joy I have. And Jesus Himself gives us this joy by His Holy Spirit. Again, I can't just grit my teeth and go, I'm going to be joyful, and I'm joyful. No, it's really a byproduct of walking closely with the Lord. Jesus said in John 15, verse 11, "These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might be in you, and that your joy might be made full." And so it's not just a few drops of joy that Jesus puts into our life. It's a fullness of joy. And I like what Paul says in Romans 14:17. "The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." So, the greatest joy that we can ever know is being in the kingdom of God and knowing the King Himself and serving the King and living in obedience to the laws of the kingdom. That's really what we were made for, and that's where we find our greatest joy. So, Kent, let's talk about this joy. Can I give you one more verse? I just happened to think of this. Philippians 4, verse 4.
Okay. Sure.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Mm-hmm. Again, I say rejoice. Mm-hmm. And again, our joy is in the Lord. He's the object of our love. He becomes then the source of our joy. Okay, I just had to put that one in.
I'm glad, and Steve, I have to weave this in. When my Baylor Bears won the national championship, the coach came on, and one of the first things he said was, we teach our team to have an attitude of joy, Jesus, others, and yourself.
Oh, wow, that's good.
And interesting, I heard a podcast of Dabo Swinney, and he was quoting that acronym from the Baylor basketball coach.
Wow.
So do you like that acronym? Do you think that sums it up?
I think that's very good. I want to give you the paw for that.
Exactly.
Sick'em Bears. J-O-Y, the priorities in life.
Yeah.
Jesus, others, and then yourself.
Yeah.
And when we get that reversed, as we know, then the joy leaves.
So you can't have joy if you've got that.
Yeah, you can't have joy if you're first.
Yeah.
You can't have joy unless Jesus Christ is number one, but then you put others ahead of yourself. And Paul tells us to consider the interests of others is more important than your own. And, you know, my flesh keeps pushing me to the forefront. And that's why I've got to walk according to the Spirit and for the Spirit to produce this in me. And this is why Jesus said, he who would come after me must deny himself and take up a cross and follow me. The more I deny myself, really the more joy I have. You almost think like, well, this is a bad thing for me to deny myself. No, it's the best thing you can do. You're the problem. I'm the problem to myself. Yeah. I need to die to self so that Jesus might most fully live in me, and that's when joy comes flooding into my soul.
And Steve, maybe you can explain this a little more for those of us, because we all go through difficulties in life, really hard times in life, sometimes weeks at a time, months at a time. Is it possible also to have this joy when we're really going through trials?
Yeah, Kent, what a question. And the answer is yes, and I'll have to admit that's the challenge for me, just like it is for all of us. I just quoted Philippians 4, verse 4. Mm-hmm. Let's just remember where Paul was and what was going on.
Exactly.
He was in prison. He was in chains 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 2 years.
Yeah.
He was a hyperactive man. Can you imagine being...
No.
Confined like that.
And he didn't know it was going to end.
Yeah. In fact, the only ending he knew about was he would stand trial before Caesar and he would have his head severed.
Mm-hmm.
It was the real possibility. And yet he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Mm-hmm. Wow. Again, I say rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
I think of the early disciples. Acts 13:52 says the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in the midst of Paul's first missionary journey. He is running into the devil head on. He's being run out of town. He's suffering all kinds of mistreatment. And it's almost like the greater the beatdown, the more the joy was being produced in him. They considered themselves worthy to suffer for his name. So, Kent, it's even in the most difficult of times, he can give us this joy. And I know this is a whole lot easier for me just to say than to experience it. But we know it's true because the Bible the Bible teaches it. Mm-hmm. And when we come to those times, he gives us a supernatural joy. I've had some people say to me, how did you get through that episode in your life? And I said, I have no explanation except the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Just gives you peace and joy and love that just ushers you along, and it's inexplicable, really. So he gives us an undiminished joy.
Mm-hmm. How much of the joy, Steve, is it like we said, a decision of our behavior rather than our feelings?
Yeah. I think joy is like love.
Okay.
In that it's a choice of the will, really. We can't be passive and just wait for joy to come. We've got to be proactive and being proactive in the means of grace, being proactive to get into the Word, being proactive to be with other Christians who have joy, being proactive to be in church and to worship the Lord, being proactive to come to the Lord's table, being proactive to serve the Lord. Those are all choices of the will that really open us up for the joy of the Lord to come flooding in. So we can't just sit back passively and just wait for it to come trickling from the throne of grace. We have to apply ourselves to the means of grace. Well, Kent, this is a great study. And I pray that as you've watched us today, that this is connected with you, that you would sense your need to have greater joy. I do. And I trust that as you commit yourself to the things that we discussed in this broadcast, that you would come to know personally by experience greater and greater measures of joy in your life. It comes not from this world. It comes from the throne of grace, from the Lord Himself. Blessings to you in Christ.